Those who love Jesus and those who don't curiously agree on this one fact, that in all of human history, no one has made the difference that Jesus has. There is a theologian and historian, Stephen Neal, who, for example, says, "He who says Jesus also says history." The non-Christian historian H.G. Wells says, "I am a historian, I am not a believer, but I must confess as a historian that this penniless preacher from Nazareth is irrevocably the very center of history. Jesus Christ is easily the most dominant figure in all of history." The historian Kenneth Scott Lauderette says, "As the centuries pass, the evidence is accumulating that, measured by his effect on history, Jesus is the most influential life ever lived on the planet." Interesting, too, if you've ever been to a Rockefeller Center in New York City, there is an inscription above the entryway which says this: "Man's ultimate destiny depends not on whether he can learn new lessons or make new discoveries and conquests, but on the acceptance of the lesson taught him close upon 2,000 years ago." Even Napoleon Bonaparte says, "I know men, and I tell you that Jesus Christ is no mere man. Between him and every other person in the world, there is no possible term of comparison. Alexander, Caesar, Charlemagne, and I have founded empires. But on what did we rest the creation of our genius? Upon force. Jesus Christ founded his empire upon love." And Napoleon says, "At this hour, millions of men would die for him." Even Fidel Castro, the great communist dictator and revolutionary in Cuba, who does not love and worship Jesus Christ as we do, says this: "I have always considered Christ to be one of the greatest revolutionaries in the history of the world." And my personal hero, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great Reformed Baptist preacher, says this: "Christ is the central fact of the world's history. To him, everything looks forward or backward. All the lines of history converge upon him. All the great purposes of God culminate in him. The greatest and most momentous fact which the history of the world records is the fact of his birth." But we also celebrate the person and the work of Jesus, that no one has made a difference for all, for rich and poor, for young and old, for black and white, for simple and wise like Jesus. And as we gather here today, we do so with billions of Christians around the world and additional people who don't even worship Jesus, but today are going to remember him and celebrate his life and his legacy and be inspired by his example and his teaching. And the question I would ask you is, what difference has not only Jesus Christ made in human history, but what difference has Jesus Christ made in your history? I met Jesus when I was 19 years of age. Perhaps like some of you, I knew of him, but I did not know him. I knew that he lived, and he was a great man, and he was a great teacher, and many were inspired by him, and that the world was a better place because of his life. I didn't know that he lived a sinless life for me. I didn't know that he died a substitutionary death for me. I didn't know that he rose a bodily resurrection for me. I didn't know he was still alive and well in heaven today, and that I could pray to him and he would forgive me of sin and embrace me and love me and encourage me, that he would give me wisdom and he would change my way of life and give me an entirely new way of life. At the age of 19, I was born again. I met the Lord Jesus, and I can tell you personally and practically that Jesus didn't just make a difference in history, he made a very profound and real difference in my personal history. That the woman that I married, that the children that I raised, that the way that my life is lived is completely transformed by the person and the work of Jesus, by his example during his life on the earth, and by his ongoing giving of wisdom and grace and encouragement from heaven to me today, and his instruction that he provides through his word.